Emmanuel, we worship you. We worship you. Not just because of who you are, but because of what you did. When we think about this day, and we think about Jesus Christ hanging on the cross, when he could have come down. When he could have come down. But he thought enough of us, Jeff, to stay on the cross. That's good news. Good news. Good news. Okay. That's good news. So first, give an honor to God, my Father. To God, the Son. And to God, the Holy Spirit. And to my pastor. And to all the members, my deacons. All the friends of Abundant Life Christian Ministries, I say, to God be all the glory. Oh, I'm on a timer. See, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. All taste and see that the Lord is forever. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, God, I come in the name of Jesus Christ first to give you all honor, all glory, and all praise. God, because you alone are worthy to be praised. So God, as I begin to expound on your word, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, God, would take control. That you would allow your Holy Spirit to speak. Allow the words that come out of this mouth of yours to be your words, oh God. What you would have me to say. Father, as you decrease me, allow your Holy Spirit to rise up, God, and take control. God, I thank you for this opportunity to be a blessing to someone else. So God, bless me as I bless someone else. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. My assignment this evening is to expound on the second word of the last seven words of Jesus Christ. And it is really an honor and a glory and a privilege to be obedient. Amen. To be obedient. The second word that Jesus spoke says, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. In paradise. The second word, again, is about forgiveness. Like the first word, God generously opens the doors to heaven for any of us who are willing to repent of our sins. Revelations 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Okay, so here are two criminals hanging on the cross with Jesus. Now these two thieves, these criminals knew they had committed a crime. They committed a sin. They knew they were guilty, and they knew they deserved to be put to death because they were guilty. And here they are hanging beside Jesus, who had done no wrong. Jesus had done no wrong. Here they are. But all the crowd, the people, the religious leaders, the magistrates, and all the soldiers were mocking Jesus. They were saying, crucify him, crucify him. Now, listen to this. Most criminals, and not only criminals, most people would have been defiant and furious. They would have been cursing and throwing all kind of insults out of their mouth, all kind of foul words at the crowd of people. They would have been blasting the people, just cursing at the people. But what did Jesus do? Not Jesus. He was being nailed to the cross. He was filled with an amazing calmness and an amazing love for us. Amen. He interceded with the Father to forgive those who were torturing him. Who would have done that? Luke 23:34 say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. These people were so absorbed with themselves, the I thing, you know, me, my, I. They were so angry until they were not able to see who Jesus really was. In John 14:16, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Then in verse 7, he goes on to say, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. So the question is, do you really know Jesus? Do you really know Jesus? Do we sometimes get so absorbed, so caught up in ourselves, with our own issues, with our own affairs, with our own busyness, until we forget to see who Jesus really is? Just a question. Just something for us to think about. So this one criminal, he saw a way for him to escape, to get out. A way that he might can escape being put to death. So he gets all belligerent and says, in essence, if you are who you say you are, if you are the Christ, save yourself and save us too. And of course, Jesus being Jesus, you know, the one who is all powerful and almighty, he did not respond. He did not respond. But the other criminal rebuked the first criminal and said, don't you fear God?
Come on now.
Don't you fear God? We received the same sentence he did. But ours was only right because we were getting what we deserved for what we had done. Wow. When we think, how many of us are glad we don't get what we deserve? Amen? How many of us, the sins we have committed, we don't get what we deserve? Romans 3:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Just a thought, not a sermon. So, this other criminal humbled himself and had a completely different attitude. He recognized he was a criminal. He recognized his crimes and accepted his punishment as being just. However, he recognized that Jesus was innocent, and he recognized Jesus as being the Messiah. So instead of being belligerent and mocking Jesus, as the others did and as the other criminal did, he humbled himself and turned to Jesus and said, remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom. This was an awesome faith in this repentant sin had in Jesus, much more than the doubting Thomas, one of his own apostles. In Romans 5:25, Jesus tells us, Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification, not guilty. So the question is, how is your faith? Where is your faith in God? We are all sinners saved by grace. Will you be a repentant sinner, or will you be like doubting Thomas? Just a question. Can we see ourselves in the words of the thief, being mindful of our sins and needing God's mercy? Jesus instantly responded with compassion and assurance. Because of God's mind and God's love for us, he stands ready to respond to us instantly, the repentant sinner. Jesus promised the criminal, this sinner, more than he could ever have imagined. Jesus gave him the great promise. Christ gave the thief the absolute promise. Jesus showed his divinity by opening heaven for a repentant sinner, sinners like you and me, who repents. Hallelujah. Such generosity to a man, a criminal, that only asked to be remembered. He said, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Thus, be with me in heaven. This shows God's absolute love for us. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Finally, the Baptist family. How many of us here need Jesus to remember us when we come into his kingdom? There is an old hymn that says, old Baptist hymn, that goes like this.
Remember, go Jay.